T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Do you remember, Lee, I talk about this every day, when Elon Musk's company, Tesla, did a study of, okay, if we're going to go to an all-electric fleet, and what would it take? Oh, we'd roughly have to double the energy that flows through the grid, and we'd have to expand the grid.
Right.
Well, Joe Biden's shutting down parts of the grid.
Yep.
Democrats are shutting down parts of the grid, have been for years. So how can we double? We're shutting down electricity. Mm-hmm. And so that was Tesla, right? Toyota has just joined Tesla. Yep. Did you see this?
Yes. Well, they've actually been saying this for a while. It's just now getting some attention.
This is Wall Street Journal, okay? So you got to believe it. This is because the newsroom is liberal, all right? This is the head of Toyota, Mr. Toyota, President Akio Toyota. Finally lost it. Because Japan is toying with the same idea that we are. Hey, let's go all electric vehicle by 2035. Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. He said advocates have failed to consider the carbon emitted by generating electricity. Again, this is the head of Toyota, okay? Yeah. This is not some fringe guy.
No.
Who has been banned off Twitter, okay? Because he's fringe. This is the head of Toyota. He said Japan would, and I quote from the Wall Street Journal, would, quote, run out of electricity in the summer if all cars were running on electric power, unquote.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
God, I don't know. It'll come to me. I know Elon Musk.
And the Tara Servatio Show.
Right. He said the emphasis is, again, the head of Toyota, if you are tuning in, this is remarkable he has said this and that it's not being blacked out. The infrastructure needed to support a fleet consisting entirely of EVs would cost, in Japan, this is not America, at least $400 billion, he said. While politicians are out there saying, let's get rid of all cars using gasoline, do they understand this, he said. He said, if Japan is too hasty banning gasoline-powered cars, quote, the current business model of the car industry is going to collapse, costing millions of jobs in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And around the world.
Yeah, around the world.
Toyota is a huge employer of Americans here. In fact, the Toyota Tundra pickup's made in Texas. In fact, a lot of their cars are made here in this country now.
Yeah, and the reason I'm saying is we have the same goal. I mean, Joe Biden is saying we're taking all these cars off the road. We're going to switch to EVs.
Yeah.
And you know, even Elon Musk, like, you can't do it, dude. I'd love if you would, because I'm going to get richer. But you can't. And then he tried to explain this, okay? The left cannot grasp this. In a country such as Japan, this is the head of Toyota, okay? In a country such as Japan that gets most of electricity from burning coal and natural gas, EVs don't help the environment, Mr. Toyota said. Again, he is the CEO of Toyota. The more EVs we build, the worse carbon dioxide gets. I'm speaking slowly so our liberal trolls can understand.
Right. I'm not sure that's going to help, but you're making the effort.
Okay, let me speak slowly. The more EVs, electric vehicles, we build, the worse carbon dioxide gets. From the head of Twitter. If you don't like it, don't send me a nasty text. Take it up with him.
It's called science.
No, we deny science. If we don't like it, we deny. We stomp our feet and we cancel people who say things with math. And science.
And reality.
Right. We just cancel them. The CEO of Toyota said he feared government regulations forcing everyone to EV car would make cars, in general, a flower on a high summit out of reach for the average person.
Ooh, what an analogy.
Yes, never mind. Again, the grid will crash.
Right.
We cannot power our cars in the summer. These are big things. And the left is like, oh, well, whatever. But the good news is, and I did the Battleground podcast on it. I mean, the best news we have gotten on this, because there's so much good on this, is good news, is the Supreme Court literally saved us on Friday from systemic economic collapse, which is good. Because what it means is, you know how they were going to shut down all the coal plants by 2030, right? Okay. It is 2022. That's 8 years from now, right? Even in Common Core math, that's 8 years. Do you realize right now we get between 21 and 22% of our electricity from coal?
And there is not time to build plants the way this country is regulated and the way power plants are regulated in order to supply that energy that is going to be taken offline.
Well, you can't. You're going to either have to jack up the natural gas, and they're shutting those too just at a slower rate, or you're going to have to jack up the nuclear. The left won't let us. The only thing you can replace it with is solar, and it's not coming online fast enough. And even if it did, it wouldn't matter because it's not dependable.
There is only one nuclear power plant still under construction in this country, and that's in Georgia.
It's
and they're
madness.
Trying to stop that.
It's madness. So, I mean, the idea we're going to close down 20, we were going to close down 21% of our energy supply by 2030. And the EPA's just shut it down with this cap and trade thing that they invented under Obama. And the Supreme Court said, no, Congress has to vote to collapse the country by shutting down the energy. You can't just collapse the country yourself. So the good news is Congress has to vote to collapse the country. And as we know, they can't, because then people would know who did it. So the Supreme Court, I mean, I can't tell you how big a deal that was for us to win that and for them to say, nope, you're going to collapse the country. Got to go to vote of Congress. So super exciting stuff there. Lee, what do you got?
We've got to go to our representatives to ruin the country.
Yeah, and they're not going to vote. They don't want their name on it. And so what they did was they had, and I go into detail on this on the Battleground podcast on Friday. It was epic. If I don't say so myself, it was pretty good.
It's always epic.
Thank you very much.
It's always epic.
But I just explained this, that you know, the reason that we are scheduled to have rolling blackouts this month in July, which is peak power for the summer, is because they have already shut down 80 coal fire plants in this country. 80 have gone down between 2011 and 2019. This is why energy costs what it does. This is why it's so expensive. This is why your heating and cooling bill has gone up. All of it. And that was because the EPA was just going in and essentially rulemaking them out of power and literally shutting them down, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do it.
You know, and on this EV thing, I saw a report in several, automotive reports over the weekend that General Motors, you know, they have that Hummer EV.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, ridiculously expensive. It's $100,000 for the first edition that's coming out over that a little bit. And but at any rate, it's going to be a very expensive electric pickup. It's sort of a pickup. It's more like a toy, big toy. But at any rate, The report was that at the current rate of production for General Motors, one of the greatest manufacturers in the world, it will take them at the current rate of demand for that vehicle, the number of orders they have, 17 years at their current rate of production to fulfill the orders they have right now. Now, the reason for that is the chip shortage, supply chain, and all the other usual stuff that's going on. But it's fascinating to me that also that there really is a demand. I mean, there are people who want to buy these things, but the problem is, and this is for all the manufacturers, they can't make enough of them, and they can't get the materials to make them. But the other thing that the liberals don't want to talk about is that the mining that has to take place for all of the rare earth metals, which the Chinese pretty much have cornered the market on, for all the battery technology, is just not there.
And what is there is done with slave labor.
With regard to at least the Chinese, at least.
Yeah.
But there's so many problems with trying to get these things done and trying to get the capacity back to where it needs to be. And, of course, the environmental damage that will be done, the carbon emissions that will be done in order to build the batteries and all this stuff. And that's something, once again, that the left is denying the science of.
Yep.
And there's been study after study now, obviously there's some who will refute that, but the study after study I've seen where actually if you convert to electricity for the, complete powering of our transportation system for private and commercial use is actually more polluting at the current state of technology because of the way that, not only because of the way that electricity has to be generated, but because of the mining that has to take place to get those rare earth elements and metals to produce the batteries and the electric motors.
It's just so silly. The whole thing is so silly.
And if we as a people decide to do that, if we as a marketplace, if the marketplace makes that decision to do that, so be it. If Congress decides that we need to regulate this in such a way that our representatives, not the chief executive, not the courts, not some social media conglomerate, but if our representatives decide to do this, okay. But that's not how this is being handled.
No, and of course, we're never allowed to have a debate on a thing. We have to try it.
Exactly. We have to
try it to find out.
And this has been done so many times. I've looked at so many times when California's Air Resources Board, CARB, which is short for carburetor, and that's why they called it that, has been in demanding that manufacturers do this in this in their state for gasoline-powered vehicles. And they have demanded that there be a certain amount of hybrid vehicles. And they've demanded that there be a certain amount of electric vehicles. And they've forced these on the manufacturers. Every single thing that that CARB board has done has had to be rescinded. Every single regulation. Because the marketplace does not support it. Because technology does not support it. Because science does not support it. Every time.
Yeah, but you know what? There's some who are just going to have to live through this. Did you see this over the weekend? One of my liberal girlfriends, you know, I like to go see what the left is saying, right? So people I've known in high school and been friends with in college, saying she was, if like, the gas prices were so bad they were going back and forth on it, mm-hmm. she was going to have to go back to work.
Oh, goodness.
I about fell off my chair laughing. I was like, honey, come here, check this out. This is awesome. This is great. She's going to have to go back to work. Do you think she's going to connect it to the way she voted? No, probably not.
Of course not. No.
Good. Well, I'm just glad she's going to have to, be out here with the rest of us suffering for her vote. I cannot wait to see her.
Joe Biden, I did that sticker to put
on
the
gas pump, really.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.